Proverbs 30, verse 4 says, "Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And his son's name? Surely you don't." If you haven't already seen the clues in the songs we've been singing today, we are going to be discussing two things: the importance of the names of Yahweh and Yahshua, and the faith that the Father and Son have declared. We're going to be talking about the faith of Yahshua. This is part five in a series called The Seven Assemblies. And previously, in part four of the series, we continued to examine the characteristics of the seven assemblies that were worthy of Yahshua's praise and commendations. We read from Revelation 2, verse 2, in which the believers at Ephesus tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. And we touched upon Revelation 2:13, where it discusses the courage of the followers of Yahshua in the city of Pergamon, quote, "where Satan's throne is," end quote, to discern the truth and even reject members who attempted to lead them astray from that truth. So today I'd like to continue in verse 13 of chapter 2 of Revelation to examine the blessings pronounced by Yahshua to John, in behalf of the seven assemblies and also in behalf of us. Revelation 2:13 says, and this is Yahshua speaking, "I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells." Let me quickly read four short verses witnessing my first topic. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, "Test all things, hold fast to what is good." Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Revelation 2:25, "But hold fast what you have till I come." And Revelation 3, verse 3, "Remember, therefore, how you received and heard, hold fast and repent." Yahshua praised those who held fast to his name. Now, it is easy to understand how one can hold fast to a concept or a belief. You just do what you believe. But what does it mean to hold fast to a name? It is important to recognize, first of all, that names in the Hebrew culture mean something different in that culture than do names in our American culture. In fact, it seems ridiculous to ask the question, what does the name Bill or Dorothy or George mean? Mean? How can a name mean something in and of itself? It is a foreign idea to Americans. Well, maybe not totally foreign. After all, we do have names like Grace and Charity, Hope and Pierce. Those certainly have names. There's also another one, Ebb and Flow. The author of the book, The Prayer of Jabez, which is the name is pronounced Yabez, states that in the Hebrew culture, one's, quote, name is a prophetic indicator of one's life, end quote. He also went on to say that if a person loses their name, then they essentially don't exist anymore in their own mind. The name Yabez means he causes pain, a name given to him by his mother because of the difficult labor she experienced giving him birth. Commonly, the names we Americans give our children are meant to memorialize our ancestors, Many of us are named after our parents, or grandparents, or other family members. But that's not the only way names are chosen in our culture. A quote taken from the website babycenter.com states, "Choosing a baby name for your unborn child can feel like an overwhelming responsibility. After all, your child's name will be forever entwined with her sense of self, or his sense of self. It's no wonder that the baby naming decision can take months of thought, discussion, waffling, late-night internet searches, and heated negotiation. But above all, your child's name starts with you. Your lifestyle, your values, the way you see the world, the things that matter to you, these are all inextricably linked to the names we pick for our children." End quote. This website suggests that Americans pick names for the children which have special meaning to the parents. It would certainly be rare to meet an American with the name, "You See a Son," or "Spreader of Light," or "He Will Bring a Reward." Right? "He will bring a reward, come over here." These are, in fact, the Hebrew names, Reuben, which means "you see a son," Shadur, which means "spreading of light," and Issachar, "he will bring a reward." Found in Numbers 1, verses 5 through 8. How about the name Rest? Or the name Name? Or the name Hot? Or the name Expansion? These are the first four names listed in the so-called Table of Nations in Genesis 10, beginning at verse 1. Noah means rest. Shem means name. Ham means hot. And Yafet means expansion. I can see how uncanny this concept would be in our culture. "Hi, what's your name?" "Name." "Yes, your name, what is it?" "Name." Okay. Well, you can see where that's going. In Hebrew, however, names have the prophetic value and character of the fulfillment of prophecy. After all, what does the name Shem point to? Obviously, it is a reference to the name Yahweh. The Hasidic Jews, for example, in fact, use Hashem, which means the name, as a replacement for the name of Yahweh. Hasidic means the righteous ones. Ha Tzadik, as found in the high priest name, Melchizedek, or as we say, Melchizedek, which means the righteous king. Tzadik means righteous, and Melech means king. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them." John 17:26. "I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." Psalm 22:22. "Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name." The name of our Heavenly Father, as written in the Hebrew text, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, includes the roots of two other Hebrew words, Haya and Hawe, which is spelled He Yod He and He Wah He. They are Strong's number 1961, Haya, and number 1933, Hawe, which mean, respectively, to be, pointing to the present, and to become, pointing to eternity. Their pronunciations are given in various concordances, various concordances as Haya and Haweh. Therefore, it stands to reason that Yahweh is pronounced Yahweh. Haya, Haweh. It also stands to reason that Yahweh's name reflects who He is. He is the one who is to be. I am. And He is also the one who will become. He is the great I am. He was in the beginning, is now, and will be in the end. He is the now and forever. And that is essentially what Yahweh's name means. May I remind you that I'm giving a great focus on names because Yahshua praised those who held fast to His name. When Joshua, pronounced Yahshua, when Joshua of Nun led the Israelites across the Jordan River, it was flood time. And when the priests stepped into its waters carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the river backed up all the way past a city with a special name, with an important meaning. The judgment coming down, which is what Jordan means, the Jordan River backed up to the city of Adam, to Adam, which means mankind. The city downstream from Adam was the city Zaratan, a name meaning the pierced one. These verses found in Joshua 3:14 through 16 comprise a prophetic foreshadowing of the Messiah. Joshua backed up the river Jordan, the river Yarden, by way of the city of Zaratan, all the way to the city of Adam, of Adam. In other words, the salvation of Yahweh restrained the judgment coming down from heaven to mankind on earth by way of the pierced one. And again, through Yahshua the Messiah, the judgment of Yahweh is restrained for all mankind. With respect to prophecy, how important are the meanings of names in Scripture? It is, in fact, a matter of life and death. A parallel prophecy in the New Testament demonstrates the importance of names. Yochanan, John, baptized Yahshua in the Yarden River, the Jordan River. Without understanding the prophetic meanings of the names of these two men and the name of this river, this sentence would have the equivalent meaning of George baptized Bill in the Stinson Creek. That's all it means. But because we know the meanings of the names, Yochanan, Yahshua, and Yarden, we can see Yahweh's prophetic fulfillment of a portion of His plan of salvation in this event. We can also see just who it is that is all-powerful. For Yahweh is the author of mercy, Yochanan, and the judgment to come, Yarden. And it is through, or by way of, the Son of Yahweh, Yahshua, that Yahweh offers salvation to us. Clearly, Yahshua is our guide to deliver us through mercy from judgment, and we must follow His footsteps to the Father. So why is it important to hold fast to the name of Yahshua? Well, for one, Scripture expects it, as Proverbs 30, verse 4 indicates. But more importantly, perhaps, Yahshua in Revelation 2:13 is telling us that holding fast to His name means to hold fast to the salvation that Yahweh has ordained. What did Yahweh ordain? Well, He gave us the entire Bible with which to run our lives. But more specifically, He ordained with His own hand the Ten Commandments and handed it to Moses to give to His special people, Israel. This He clearly ordained. And just as clearly, we are to honor Yahweh by not bringing His name to oblivion. We are commanded to call upon His name. We are not to transgress His commands and to remember the seventh day, His Sabbath, and keep it holy. This is Yahweh's plan, not ours. His plan is founded on obedience to His law. The law of Yahweh was given to His servant Moses that Israel might become a light to the nations and that all mankind might enter His kingdom. Going back to to Revelation 2:13, where it says, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. The second issue I want to address in Revelation 2:13 is the phrase, and did not deny my faith. Yahshua's statement begs the question, what is his faith? What is Yahshua's faith? Was it Judaism? Not if Yahshua condemns those as a brood of vipers who make up their own laws and abide by them to the degree that they are no longer following the laws of Yahweh. Yahshua condemned the Pharisees as a brood of vipers because they made their own laws and diminished the law of Yahweh. So clearly, Judaism, which sprang out of the laws of the Pharisees, is not the faith of Yahshua. And today, many people speak of those of Judaism as Jews. Well, in that context, Yahshua was not a Jew. He was of the tribe of Yehuda, but he was not a Jew in the context of Judaism. And I suppose that similar actions on part of people would rule out any other faith in which they make up their own rules. And as far as I know, that would pretty much include every other faith on this planet, maybe except ours. No, we don't know all. We are not the assembly. We strive to understand the faith of Yahshua by looking at the Scripture and examining what the Scripture says. And when the Scripture has been overtaken by the traditions of man, we reject those traditions. A well-known scholar, Bart Ehrman, describes Christianity as an expert in the early church as a religion about Yahshua, not the religion of Yahshua. Still, what is the faith of Yahshua? Well, I'm blessed because I only have to quote one scripture to prove this, and it's the scripture found in the book of Revelation, chapter 14 and verse 12. Revelation 14 and verse 12 says, here is the patience of the saints. The word patience means the endurance. And the saints means holy. And many, many places in the New Testament, that same word is the word holy. So, here is the endurance of the holy ones. Here are they that keep, what? Keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. The faith of Yahshua? Simple. Obeying the law of Yahweh. The law, the faith of Yahshua is to obey the law of Yahweh. Enough said. May Yahweh bless you richly in spirit and truth. And may we give all respect to Yahweh and His will through Yahshua the Messiah. Hallelujah.